Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
So tonight we're holding an open mic event where people can come and perform music or poems or comedy, and it's all to bring awareness to climate change because that's something that our group is really passionate about. We are the Yak, and we are just a group of young people who are really passionate about the climate change and the environment, and we hold different types of events just to bring awareness and just kind of give some fun to it as well.
That's Charlotte Daly, a fifth year student at St. Angela's School here in Waterford, and she's a member of the Youth Climate Council of SLI, that's the Waterford Sustainable Living Initiative. And one of the guests at their recent open mic night was the Green MEP Grace O'Sullivan, and she first told me why events like this are important.
It's just incredibly important to have these kind of creative events. Like, all this young talent is really important because I suppose, you know, there's synergies here amongst the young people. It's recognising that we have a triple planetary crisis. That's the climate, the biodiversity and pollution. And that in order to create better conditions, living conditions, not only for humans, but for all life on Earth, that we're going to have to work together. And one of the kind of exciting things for me, Clodagh, is through the years, is breaking the silo mentality. So for years, you know, back in the 80s, when I was fighting away, campaigning on environmental issues and that, and it was kind of very, very polarised. That's changing, and that's changing at all levels. Already, when we talk about climate change and the need to make transformational change, that now it's cross-departmental. So it's not just stuck to one department. So finally, for me, that's a big step. And then tonight, especially exciting, because it's bringing the arts in, performing arts, and, you know, that buzz amongst themselves to talk about the big issues that are global issues. So here we are in Waterford talking about the big global issues that are affecting humans.
Orla Heave is a graduate of SETU, and along with De La Salle student Dara Bulger, they're also part of the Youth Climate Council.
What I'm really interested in is like how we can inform our community about those kind of things. So we've done like pop-up events in the library, showcasing about fast fashion and sharing stories about greenwashing and that kind of thing. So I've really been interested in community engagement.
Young people are very much to the forefront of this movement, but can it be overwhelming because there's so much coming at you?
The amount of information that you face about, and trying to decide as well what's fact and what's fiction, I think that's really, really, really hard. Even when we learn in school or we learn in college about those kind of things, it's really hard to, and it's, so it's really important for projects like this to show young people kind of how, I don't know, what's real, what's fake, like what's important in these kind of events and in these kind of situations.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, there's just so much happening, and some of the information is kind of sad and it's hard to digest. Like, small cities that might be going underwater in a couple of years, like, so much is happening all the time, and we really need to bring awareness to what's fact and what's actually happening.
With politicians and maybe councillors that you've been dealing with, do you feel that they're listening? Do you feel that they think what you have to say is important?
Truthfully, we've definitely had some opportunities to kind of bring young people to the forefront of that conversation. I think more and more that needs to be happening. I love when I see our local councillors actually engaging with younger people and teenagers in that sense, because they have so much to say. Like, all of us young people have our own opinions and our own ideas. I think we need to be heard more on a local level.
I certainly agree that it's important for them to listen. As Orla said, it's great to see that some get involved and really listen to the conversation being had. But it's just important to stress how important it is for everyone to really be on the same team in listening to young people.
And you've been hearing there from some of the young people how they can become anxious or overwhelmed by climate change. Well, Grace O'Sullivan had this advice for them.
My view is always step by step by step. You know, you wake up in the morning, you look out your window and think of your day ahead. and then in that day ahead, and just see, okay, well, what is it that I can do in my environment today? And I see the joining up of the dots, because I see these groups, like here in Waterford, and it's really strong in Waterford, the Plastic Free Waterford. I see how they're building and growing. But I also meet, because the constituency I operate in is 12 counties, so I see similar groups in other areas. And then I see them in Brussels, and I see them in Madrid, and I see all of these groups, and the whole thing is building those synergies, because the scale is huge, but it's when we all start working together in our own way. So the Plastic Free Waterford have been at it for years now, and they're building awareness, and the more we can do that together and support each other, because I think we have to remember that, you know, the challenge, it may appear overwhelming, but at the end of the day, just that kindness and respect and working together is hugely important.
That's it for this week. Join me again next Wednesday for more from Ours to Protect. Bye bye.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.